Democrats swamp state legislatures with 250 pro-migrant bills to obstruct Trump's deportation mandate. By Warner Todd Houston on August 16, 2026. Democrats in blue states across the country have swamped their legislatures with an avalanche of nearly 250 pro-migrant bills to thwart President Donald Trump's immigration and deportation policies. A review by the left-wing State Futures Organization discovered 242 pieces of legislation in 32 states, of which about a fifth have already passed, Oregon Live reported. The bills have been enthusiastically supported by state Democrats, but many have been opposed by legal action by the federal government. In some blue states, though, some of the measures have even been vetoed by Democrat governors who fear the measures go too far. Watch, wow. Ungrateful non-English speaker who's resided in the U.S. since 1989 demands amnesty. Various measures in the bill seek to ban federal law enforcement officers from wearing masks, which is a move the president has blasted as unconstitutional. They also aim to deny federal agents from being able to use undercover license plates, which the administration has sued to stop. Additionally, the bills aim to prevent Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers from using government property and prevent federal officials from opening new detention facilities. The progressive organization noted that 53 bills have now passed in 17 states aimed at putting curbs on federal immigration actions and policies. But most face legal review and lawsuits. Watch, Trump to voters worldwide after mass migrant invasion of Spain, be careful with socialism. Many of these bills are also championed by activist law firms in what many have called an attack on Trump via lawfare. As Breitbart News recently reported, pro-amnesty groups have flooded the legal system with 20,000 lawsuits aimed at blocking President Trump's immigration agenda. It is a bit crazy how overwhelmingly Democratic big law is. Like there is not a single super prestigious firm where even a significant percent of donors are Republicans. pic.twitter.com/dmgssd40. Kekel Nidman, at Farrell_Gord, August 15, 2026. The growing wave of lawfare cases are facilitated by activist judges appointed by Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Biden's judges ruled against ICE's detentions in 92% of 5,914 cases. President Barack Obama's judges ruled against ICE in 95% of 4,360 cases. President George W. Bush's deputies ruled against ICE in 90% of 3,072 cases. In contrast, Trump-nominated judges backed ICE in 34% of 3,946 cases. President Ronald Reagan's remaining judges backed ICE's detention in 36% of 352 cases. Watch, loony Dem senator says refugees from all countries deserve U.S. citizenship. The left is using liberal judges to obstruct the president's mandate, says James Percival, general counsel for the Department of Homeland Security. They know if they can just get enough crazy district judges to do enough crazy things, they can run out the clock. That's the strategy, he added. Dottet's gun counsel on activist judges, what's going on with some of these district judges is absolutely absurd. What these judges are doing is engaging in naked politics and then they're shrouding it in the thin veneer of legalese. pic.twitter.com/uxifonox0. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, July 30, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.